this is becoming a massive problem.
What happened?
For the state of New York. They say this money is needed to maintain a very important part of the state.
Yeah.
Yet some folks have figured out how to game the system, and a lot of people are doing it. The most bizarre part,
yeah,
what they're doing as of now may not be as against the law as you think.
So it's not totally illegal.
At least for a short little while longer.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF headline in the Democrat Chronicle this week.
What did I say?
Quote, drivers deploying tricks to avoid New York State thruway tolls causing massive revenue loss.
Look at these chintz asses. And I can, you know why? All y'all that park out on the street will be pulling that. Because all of you chintzes that won't use the parking because you think you're saving a little bit, this is all you.
Can I give you the details before you go off like Carl Arm with stuff you don't know what you're talking about?
Possibly not.
Okay. Tommy, did you know?
What's that?
That in 2024, the state lost over $600,000 in motorists hiding or altering their license plate from toll cameras.
What a waste.
That is 50% more than the year before. And in the last 2 years, just from people hiding or altering their license plate, the state lost over $1.2 million just on the thruway.
But they want to take the thruway.
Yes, they took the thruway. Right. They have altered their things. And I want to be very, very clear. This does not include bridge tolls. This does not include New York City and all those tolls.
Well, all the easy passes, basically.
But this is just the thruway. No, it does not include downstate. Does not include border crossings. Just the thruway.
Wow.
And these folks are deploying all kinds of tricks. For example, the most basic of move. One story details a motorcyclist who is caught leaning back and covering his plate with his hand when he goes through the toll camera. There are then, Tommy, the more high-tech people. Mm. There are what's called vanish plates or license covers. Have you heard of these?
So it's like a plate you put over your plate?
So it can be deployed with the push of a button.
Oh,
this is James Bond.
From the driver's
seat. He's also scored out an oil slick.
Well, here's the thing. If you were to drive around with something over your plate at all times, you're going to get pulled over.
Right. Yeah.
When you're about to go through the gate,
you hit a button, it lowers it. Now, what are you spending?
252-WCMF. Like, I know there are people that have them. You can change your name. Can you explain how these things work?
What? I want to know what it costs to do that because you want to chintz out on tolls.
Kimmy, can you Google what the cost of a vanish plate is? I mean, bro, you're forgetting. Kimmy and I grew up in the age of neon light car modification.
I saw y'all going around. Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, there were kids in Greece that were 17 that knew how to install these things.
It's actually not that bad. It's about $170.
They call it retractable
stealth plate vanishers.
And you know they're going to figure this out.
Well, so here's the thing.
But,
there's more simple, less technological ways to do this, too. There are reflective numbers or letters you can buy online. Have you seen these?
It can't even be read in a picture kind of thing.
So you put that over the numbers on your plate?
So you only need like one or two. So let's say I get a number one, which they make for the state of New York. They have them made for each individual plate.
So you drop that over your number?
You put it over your number. To the naked eye, you can't tell. But when the license plate is photographed, the number disappears, making reading the plate impossible. So you believe, Tommy, that these people are doing this because they're chintz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, how much money are you saving? I mean, unless you drive to New York every day, the city, how much are you spending?
Okay.
Then take a back road. I mean, it ain't the only road.
It ain't the only. Put that on a t-shirt, sell it in the rock shop.
I mean, you got 5 and 20.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's less about being chintz and more just the state's not getting my money.
I think Kimmy's right.
But that's, you sad.
Oh, look, whether or not it's sad.
Which is weird because you were fine with the tolls. It's more the camera thing that bothers you.
Well, but you couldn't avoid the tolls, right? Like when the booth was there, you either had to.
You drove through that gate and you handed them your money.
Exactly. Or you went through the easy pass and you got pulled over if there was a cop sitting there.
Yeah,
now,
it pinched you immediately.
Exactly. Now you have the ability to commit what is essentially, it's a crime.
Right.
All right, so the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And again, I know there are people out there listening that do this. I know there are people out there listening that are furious with the toll system and the way that the state does it. Are the folks that are avoiding these tolls, are they doing it because they're chintz to save money? Or are they doing it to protest, prove a point?
The principle of the thing.
The state of New York.
You know what's going to piss me off?
What?
Like, let's say they go, you know what? All right, screw it. We're just going to put the toll booths back. I'm going to be pissed because I love this system.
I mean,
it's so easy.
I also love the system.
It's so, I don't have to dig out cash. I don't have to
Well, and they already have this in other states, right? Like, I mean, there are other places where they've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah,
we're just new to it.
I mean, you know how it changes. I mean, hell, yeah. When they changed, was it in Washington? People weren't allowed to pump their gas like in New Jersey.
Right, yeah.
They changed that a couple years ago. And if you go read some of the comments from people that pumped their gas for the first time, it's the funniest damn thing you've ever heard. I was lightheaded all day because I had gas on my hands after I touched the pump. I mean, it's a fight for change.
I know.
That's what it is. But look. I'm with you. I mean, we had a job where we traveled for a living across the country.
Oh, my God. It was miserable because we were all so broke.
Yeah.
Like, I was digging for dimes to get to Wisconsin.
Digging for dimes. Wasn't that your one TV credit you got? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. So it's about to get even more strange.
Whatever.
Because what is being done here is illegal. But it may not be illegal as of now, as you think. But before we get there, 252-WCMF, let's talk to Kevin. Hey, Kev. How are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up?
Yo.
Yeah, if Tommy was more chintz, he'd have $70 extra for his booze.
I don't get it.
He just got pinched 3 times over on 490.
Oh, right. No, he would actually have $250 extra.
Yes,
yeah, he would have that, yeah.
Well, 170 for the freaking plate, and then the rest of it would have been for his freaking change.
Oh, good point. A lot of freakins in there. Kevin, are you a guy that is sneaking around not paying his tolls on the thruway?
No, I'd pay my toll.
Ah, the way you hesitated, Kevin, I don't
he
know.
He don't like it.
The cops are on their way to your house, buddy.
Kevin doesn't like paying for the tolls.
I drive truck for a living. I have no choice. I lose my license if
okay.
I don't.
So you're forced to do it, but you don't want to do it.
Well, nobody wants it.
Of course.
You don't want to give the Army your money to support the military.
What?
And to pay for the beautiful bombs we have.
Wait a minute. The tolls don't go to the military.
It all goes
to the support the road.
Part of it goes to the military.
No, the road. None of that money goes to the military.
Some of the money goes for bombs.
Kevin, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Let's talk to – all right, I'm going to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Because, you know, we try and base where the takes are going to be on names.
Right.
Do you think that this man named Gavin
– Gavin?
Gavin is okay with tolls or anti-tolls?
I'm going to say Gavin, he's soft. Super soft.
Okay.
He's a soft boy.
Soft boy.
But I'm not sure about the toll
situation.
But I'm going
to
go.
You just wanted to take a shot at Gavin.
I'm going to say he's soft, anti-toll.
All right. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Gavin. Gavin, did he hit it on the head?
Yeah. No, he's dead wrong. I'm not soft, Tommy. I love you, though. You're
Gavin. Gavin, stop.
So this is hard.
Gavin,
Kevin.
You can't hold
Gavin.
On. Gavin, you can't curse. Please don't curse.
Oh, my bad. I love you, Tommy, but no, I'm anti-toll. I think they're stupid. I think they're ridiculous. They get enough money as is. Plus, what does our money even go to?
The pavement?
And I remember when I go running up to, like, I go up to PA sometimes. I pick up Mack trucks. I drive them back, and I'd go with my buddy, and we would just have dealer plates right in our windshield, and we'd flip them. The second we saw the tolls, we just flip our dealer plates over.
All right, but Gavin, you say you don't like paying the toll. Like, what's your biggest issue with paying a toll on the thruway?
Just because I think it's ridiculous we have to pay on a road that we already pay taxes for. It's like we pay our state taxes every day. Why do I have to pay to drive on this road as well? I think that's ridiculous.
Okay, now I'm not going
to... But if you go to PA, don't they also have tolls?
Yeah.
What'd you say? I'm sorry, I had a call coming through.
If you're driving through PA to pick stuff up, aren't you also going through tolls in other states?
No, we only went through a couple tolls because through PA, but I'm talking mainly New York State. We go
right,
we go right on the edge. Yeah, on the edge.
Take it to the edge.
But Gavin, I'll ask this question. Look, I'm not saying your opinion's wrong. I mean, God bless you. You can think whatever you want here. I mean, how much have you looked into where your tax money that you pay goes versus where the money that you pay for the tolls goes?
That's very true. That's very true. I'm not going to get out of that one bit.
Get out there.
All right, yeah, that's all right. Gavin, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Because you just said it went to the military, which it does not.
No, I think it just goes to maintain the roads and to pay for the state troopers and stuff like that and the trooper barracks and all that stuff.
And also the idea behind it, which is also...
And the plowing.
Well, the other problem is the idea with the thruway is it's through the state, so you're also sharing the burden with people that don't live in New York,
right,
so we're not
right,
footing the entire bill. There's people from out of state that are also paying these tolls to help take care of the road, but... They don't go after people from out of state that don't pay the tolls.
True.
So it's up to, like, the honor system. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's where it gets strange.
Whatever.
Phone number is 252-WCMF. Again, we're talking about how the state of New York is losing a fortune on the thruway.
Yeah.
In the last 2 years, $1.2 million in lost revenue from people that are just altering their plates to not have to pay tolls.
Yeah.
I'd like to read you a paragraph from the story in the Democrat and Chronicle.
All right. What'd they say?
Are you ready? quote, the Hochul administration is pursuing legislation that would prohibit the sale of so-called vanish plates or license covers, and the state wants to make it a crime of theft of services to use a toll facility, not pay it. Mm. So I understand that using the plate cover is illegal.
Yeah.
It has to be, right? It's a government-issued
right.
item.
It's a document.
But it's not illegal to sell the things that cover up.
Which is amazing. Like, how is that legal?
I don't know. I mean, it may not be legal for much longer. Maybe they were unaware they existed.
Because you could also mask the plate for other things, like when the cops would come through rake reading plates in like parking lots.
Yep.
All it would have the same effect.
Yes. I mean, it goes back to the discussion we had about the cameras in Greece a couple of days ago. Also, it's not a crime of theft of services. Because, like, there are fines when you don't pay a toll. Mm. But, like, what happens if I continue to not pay the toll? Like, can they take, I understand they could take my license away and my registration, but I'm never going to go to jail unless they change the
law. I always thought they could issue, like, a bench warrant, put a lien on your property.
But see, you say that for everything that you think is illegal?
Yes.
You told me if I didn't mow my lawn, they were going to issue a bench warrant. No, they will not do that. Yeah. None of that will happen.
And I don't know what a lien is, but it doesn't sound good.
252 WCMF. It's what you have to do because your legs are slowly losing strength when you stand up. There is something else it looks like the state has started doing, which is also going to be very hard to enforce.
I would think it'd be almost impossible.
But before we get there, 252 WCMF, let's talk to Anthony. Hey, Tony, how are you, brother?
I'm doing good. I've got an opinion about these tolls.
Oh, I bet you do, T. Let him have it, T. Unload, baby.
On the point of the plate covers, they are still, I mean, you're not supposed to get plate covers. If you go to Walmart.com or Amazon or that, you can't even get them shipped to a New York address. I might have got one off of Temu.
Okay. But hold on. But let me stop you.
Does it work?
I'm not judging. I do want to find out about this. But, I mean, it does, according to this paragraph, Anthony, it says they're pursuing legislation to prohibit the sale, which tells me that right now you can buy them in New York, if I'm reading it the right way.
I'm not sure where.
Okay.
Because I looked all over Amazon and everywhere. My mother-in-law actually wanted it, so she ordered it, and I got a dark smoke cover. They still read the plate, but they don't sell. You can't buy any covers online and have them shipped to New York.
How much was it?
The Vanish Plate.
Like $10.
$10?
The Vanish Plate was $10?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't block the cameras. It still picks it up. It's just like a dark smoke cover.
Okay.
Any clear cover, period, they didn't want to sell online and have delivered to New York.
All right, but Andy, you said you had some thoughts on these tolls. What are those thoughts?
Okay, so the rest of the country works just fine without tolls on their highways.
That's not true. There's lots
other
of states that have tolls.
Other states have tolls in their on their highways.
Some. Not that many. If you go west, not that many, and it's only the interstates.
Well, yeah, that's
so.
That's,
when you buy gas, if you look at it, your gas, there's gas tax. That's what pays for the roads. So why do we need tolls here to pay for the roads?
Because that's a federal road, not a state road.
And the tolls
the
have always been
the
there.
Gas,
this is just
the,
a new
the
way
gas,
of using the tolls.
Tax
I don't get
tax for the gas.
I don't want the bridge to fall down.
I mean,
when I drive over it.
Tommy does make a valid point here, Anthony. Like, if we talk about infrastructure the last couple of years with bridges and roads, like,
I want it fixed.
Well, I mean, you go look at all the stories Berkeley Breen did a couple of years ago, and you look at the crumbling of things that we can see. I can't see what I'm driving over on the thruway or any other toll road. If you're asking me to pay the $3 and it means the bridge ain't going to fall down,
I'm in.
I'm kind of okay with that.
I don't need a pothole the size of my car.
But they're still there.
Although I will say this, Anthony, and look, again, I have no interest whether or not, I don't care if you pay your tolls on thruway, whatever, God bless you, right? But I just drove through Pennsylvania's toll roads for a hockey tournament with my daughter.
Yeah.
They are awful.
Yeah, they're really
like,
bad.
Like, it made the thruway look like the Taj Mahal compared to these other.
I remember driving to school and crossing over, like, the New York-Pennsylvania border and
Rumble
holy crap. Yes.
I think that's the same with a lot of states. You go from like different states and like you can tell when you cross the border, but I think that's more of like a state policy thing. I don't think it has anything to do with the toll roads. I mean, the tolls were initially put in and they weren't supposed to be long term. How much of the toll money that we're paying in goes to these now new updated tolls or the toll booth workers or hiring? I mean, I haven't seen where the toll money exactly goes.
No, you just told me. It goes to tolls, the troll under the toll bridge.
Wait, you got to pay the troll toll?
He needs paid. I feel like it's unnecessary and it's an extra tax. Is what it is, I guess.
Like, no, Anthony, I'm not here to tell you wrong, buddy. Hey, bro. We're just here to laugh at you. That's all.
Shade on.
Tony, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Okay, so we got texts coming in, tweets coming in.
So what do they say?
It says, dude, the problem with the tolls in the thruway is they were supposed to be temporary. 70 years ago they were started, and they're still increasing. Once the state gets a hit of revenue, they can't stop.
Oh, they get a taste.
And by the way, that is a true fact. When they opened the thruway, they were only supposed to be a temporary thing, and apparently, at least according to the state, the road was more expensive to maintain than they anticipated.
Okay.
But I do find it funny with Anthony, right, where he's like, yeah, you know, when you get off the toll road in another state, it gets worse, but what's our money going to?
I'm just confused because
I just want chipped teeth while I drive.
I just wonder if they never changed the way they collected tolls, right? Because that's the only thing that changed here is the way that they're collecting your toll money. Would people even be thinking about the tolls as much as they are to the point
where
they're...
No, because you couldn't get away with it back in the day because you had to drive through that gate and handle the money.
I'm just baffled by the anger because it's nothing's changed.
Are you what are you baffled by? There's anger with everything. Everything is anger now.
I'm saying, like, I get, like, if they all of a sudden implemented tolls that we didn't have before, I can understand the anger over that. You're still... It's just a different way of paying for the tolls. I don't understand.
So again, as we're talking about...
An easier way. It makes it easier for everybody.
So again, as we're talking about the $1.2 million the state says they lost in the last 2 years just on the thruway, that does not include downstate, doesn't include toll bridges, all this stuff, just on the 90, from people altering their license plates to get away with it. They have another way they can stop this from happening.
What's that?
The State Thruway Authority.
Or I thought you were going to say gun turrets.
It's called exclusion of vehicles from the thruway system for non-compliance.
Oh, yeah, I love that bill.
You ready?
Yeah.
Quote, vehicles violating any of the rules and regulations of the thruway as well as other vehicles, blah, 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 may be excluded from the thruway system permanently.
So you're banned.
Yes, or for a specified time. Violators of such rules or regulations shall be subject to the penalties made, blah, 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 blah. So you would essentially be banned from the thruway. But, Kimmy, you had a really good question.
How would they enforce? Like, I've never heard of getting banned from a road. Like, you cannot drive down this road again in your life. I don't get how they would enforce
that. Oh, you get caught.
Like, maybe you get caught, you get a ticket, but okay. I mean, people are still going to try it.
So, apparently this was adopted in October?
Okay.
I don't know if they're enforcing it, but I've never heard of this before, that you could be banned from the thruway?
Yeah, I guess.
But I mean, I guess the idea is if they read your plate or you get pulled over and it comes up as your ban,
they'll pull your license or something.
I don't know. It just says penalties made and provided these regulations of the statute will start under. And like the funniest
the first time, like you, I guess I've just never heard of being banned from an area, like driving through an area.
I mean, I can't think of another example of it, but I'm not really up on my road banning facts. All right, look, I mean. Just be aware if you are someone who are...
You're cheating.
You're using these things. Again, look, I'm not here to tell you. I'm not going to shake my fist at you. I'm not going to get as angry as you are.
I pay my taxes, Pat.
No, you don't. Your wife pays the taxes in the house.
Well, somebody's paying them. They get paid.
Just a heads up.
What?
If you are doing this, it sounds like the consequences for purchasing these
things... It's over, baby.
And for doing what you're doing could be getting more severe. So just, you know, you use your best discretion.
Pony up, tight ass.
This video looks like it's out of a movie.
Yeah.
And it happened right in our backyard. And we're going to talk about the actual crime committed because it is surprising.
Yeah.
But there is something somehow more surprising than the video everyone saw because you wouldn't think this place had this much on hand. And I know you think you have a hot, brilliant take, but I'm begging you to let me explain the story to people listening.
I'm dying to hear it.
Before you come in and go, oh, let me tell you how the world really works. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. Our live stream is up. It is going. It's been 3 days. I'm never going to get used to those stupid effing headphones. And if you haven't seen them yet, you can tweet at us at WCMF Break Room what Tommy looks like in his new headphones.
I love them. They're super comfortable.
All of that brought to you by Three Heads Brewing. Three Heads Brewing, those headphones would not fit through the front door. An insane video that showed up on the news last night involving a crime that happened on Greece.
What happened?
On Monday night, 8 suspects, police say ranging from ages 15 to 25, were part of a group that committed a smash and grab at Dubai Jewelry at the mall at Greece Ridge. Now, the incident happened around 6:45. Six of the eight in the group went into the store, and when they say smash and grab, it does not get more accurate of a description than that.
Yeah.
So there were two baseball bats involved. A few of the people jumped the counter, while the rest smashed up a display, and they all started grabbing stuff. Two mall security guards confronted the suspects. One was threatened with a baseball bat.
Okay.
The other had a bat thrown at them.
Okay.
Which, if this was the Major League Baseball, that would have started a bench-clearing brawl.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The whole incident really only took, like, less than 60 seconds. They got in.
They knew their business.
Yeah, they got in, they smashed, they got what they wanted, and they got the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Police say they fled in a dark Chevy Malibu, which was later recovered unoccupied. They are asking anyone with any information to call 911 or the Greece Police Department. And like I said, if you watch the video, it is just jaw-dropping.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
They're in their outfit.
It looks pro.
It's surgical.
Yeah.
Right? But it's not the most insane part of the story.
What is, Pat?
It is being reported by every news station in town that these criminals got away with $90,000 worth of jewelry.
That's just nose rings.
You waited, and that was the first
joke. I don't want to get delayed.
That was the first joke.
I was going to do the vagina ring.
You're blaming it on the delay.
You could have said vagina ring.
It doesn't sound as good.
Okay. Yeah, by the way, if you do the math, 60-second smash and grab, $90,000 in jewelry, that's a $5.4 million an hour side hustle.
Right, yeah,
I mean, think about it. Like, one handful of stuff is worth a lot. You know, it's small items.
Okay, but here's the thing. $90,000. The video is remarkable just for what we're seeing. But I think the craziest part of this story is that a mall jewelry store had more than, because they didn't get everything, $90,000.
With inventory.
That surprises you, really?
Yes. Yes.
I just think that stuff adds up so fast. That wouldn't surprise me.
Are you surprised by $90,000?
Not really. Because jewelry is so marked up.
Oh, is that what it is? Uncut Tommy.
It's a 200% markup.
But it's still easy. Okay, I understand. But the value of it retail still exists.
Man, bro, that's what they're saying they lost. It was $90,000, man. I got 7 reels of a gold gun.
I mean, I would assume most jewelry stores, period, have, I don't know, you know, how much the total is, but I would think you can easily grab, you know, tens of thousands of dollars of stuff.
Okay. I would think like an average, like your standard jewelry store.
Sure.
Yeah.
I would think it has probably like a $500,000 worth of inventory.
Okay, so let's talk this out. And the phone number is 252.
Retail.
Yeah. Phone number is 252-WCMF. And again, all three of us are naive and ignorant to this. So we don't know what the actual answer is. We're all guessing.
Well, I don't wear jewelry. Kimmy don't.
The only jewelry I have is made out of rubber.
Look at you. The rubber jewelry.
Well, I got my Apple Watch. My Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Halfway closed my move ring. Anyway, I understand that your standalone jewelry stores that are bigger may have a ton of inventory, but those places have security out the wazoo. Mm-hmm. A lot of them have security guards on the inside of them, right? And I don't know how to put this.
I mean, but they build them to be secure like that, too. You
understood.
Know what I mean? Like, they take every precaution.
When it comes to a mall jewelry store, in my head...
And this isn't a chain.
No.
These are local guys?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. But like
Bobby Dubai, I think, goes.
The mall is more exposed, right? Like,
I
would imagine you can't put the same amount of security in a mall jewelry store.
No, because like, then the mall's got their own security around it anyway.
Yeah.
You know? Like I said, there were two security guards there anyway when they tried to pull this off.
And you wouldn't want to have so much security that you discourage people from walking in, right? Checking stuff out.
Not to mention, most of the time, mall jewelry stores are much smaller than your standalone jewelry stores you see. So, yes, I understand. I assume that a standalone jewelry store in a town would have over $90,000 worth of stuff. I did not think that a mall jewelry store would not only have $90,000 worth of stuff, that stuff wouldn't be locked. Like, I understand, okay, one ring, blah. But if I got more than one ring, I'm going to lock that somewhere where they can't get smashed and grab it.
True.
Right?
I wonder how big the joint is.
I've walked by it before. It's like a corner place right near the food court there in Greece.
So it's not big.
I mean, not compared to, like, standalone jewelry stores.
I mean, there's still a lot of stuff in there.
No, understood. I mean, did these guys know what the most valuable stuff was?
Obviously, it sounds like they did. based on the fact they got in and out so fast.
I would think they just grabbed as much as possible.
But they could have cased the joint, know right where to go.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean,
it's open, so.
When you watch the video, you do get that impression, and I'm saying that just as someone who watched
it. They knew
it.
Their business.
Yeah, like they knew where they were going, they knew what they were going to do. So 252 WCMF, with these eight suspects that are still on the loose after this smash-and-grab jewelry theft, $90,000 worth of jewelry taken from the Dubai jewelry store at the mall at Grease Ridge. Kimmy, there was something else you saw in the video that stood out to you and is bothering you a little bit.
It was this was a still shot, I think, from the video, or it was some of the pictures that they posted. There's one of the suspects jumping over the counter, and it seems as though he may have lost a little bit of his pants on the way over.
Okay,
a lot of butt crack.
Oh,
photo.
So they're straight, pure, uncut butt crack.
Pure, uncut butt crack.
On 13
women. Like, you're committing a badass, pretty badass theft, but your butt crack showing.
Do we have butt recognition cameras now?
Yeah, it keeps going off whenever it lands in your face.
Like, I think a belt would have assisted you in this robbery.
Okay.
Yeah, but you want to look cool. You know?
Yeah, but when you're losing your pants, it's hard to look cool.
All right, serious question. Do you think people care what they look like when they're committing a crime like this?
No. I mean, you just don't want to be recognized. That's all you care about.
Understood. But, look, it's bad, obviously.
Oh, but I think some thought goes into the initial outfit,
okay.
Right?
We all want to match.
We're
a team here.
We have talked about, and again, this is a crime. Find these people, arrest these people, obviously. But we have talked about how most men have a crime fantasy, whether it's like coming down on a wire and robbing a bank or like going in and stealing some diamond.
But you're going to be in solid black.
Which all of these guys are.
Right.
I am willing to bet that you do give yourself a glance in the mirror to see if you look badass enough.
It's buttoned up.
Yeah.
You're right. You're going to be on TV.
And you probably want to look somewhat scary, right? Like you want the people that you're...
Well, the whole black outfit with the mask and everything is intimidating. Let me ask you this.
Sure.
Let's say you pull off one of these capers, right?
Okay.
You get the big haul. You got to give your wife a couple of pieces before you start selling it, right?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, no, because if you have it, have you not seen Goodfellas? You can't keep what you steal.
But they still try to do it. Like you get
those guys ended up dead.
But you lay it out on a coffee table. She's gonna want a couple of pieces.
That's a good question. Well, Pearl,
you're cutting into my profit here, honey.
But here's the other thing: would you even tell your girlfriend
wife?
Well, let's say she's in on it. She kind of knows your business.
Well, that's somebody now that has the ability to roll over on you if things go bad.
I didn't say I was good at this.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I think I got to give my wife a couple of pieces.
All right, so you're telling me you're going to risk your freedom to go as part of this smash and grab. Yeah. And let's say you are. So it's eight people, 90 grand.
I got my sack of baubles.
So
come back in the house.
Retail, each person is taking a little over $10,000 away from this thing. Okay.
Yeah.
How much are you willing to let your wife take?
Two pieces.
Well, but that could be...
Not those two.
What percentage?
Bottom shelf.
What percentage of 10 grand is she allowed to keep?
$400
$400? There's nothing $400?
Yes, there is.
What are you getting her, a ring resizing?
You can't get a $400 piece of
something? I mean, you could, but if I
a bracelet, a nice little bracelet.
$400? What a chintz-ass bitch. You're a chintz-ass criminal.
It's $400 more than you had before.
For God's sake.
There's a reason I got to go out and steal.
252-WCMF. We got folks waiting on holding. We're talking about this smash and grab robbery at the Dubai Jewelry at the mall at Grease Ridge. Happened Monday night around 6:45. Eight people walked in the mall. Six of them went in the stores. Two baseball bats. They smashed and they grabbed. They were in and out in like less than 60 seconds. Two security guards confronted them. One was threatened with a bat. The other had a bat thrown at them. By the way, if you're walking out with 10 grand retail and jewelry per person, I think you could find another bat.
Yes.
You said, you lost your bat. But again,
they didn't catch these guys.
They are still on the run. If you have any information, they are asking you to call 911 to the Grease Police Department, and they said $90,000 worth of jewelry taken. Let's talk to Victor. Hey, Vic, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
Yo.
I'm wondering when they're actually legitimately just going to stop people from coming into the mall with any sort of mask on. When is that going to end?
Well, probably the ones that don't have baseball bats sprinting towards the jewelry store.
Yeah, I don't know. Did they come in through the food court?
Right there.
Yeah, if you look at the video,
the closest entrance.
The way that they come in, they're sprinting in from what looks like the food court door into the jewelry store, and then they're out in a minute.
I think that the biggest point is being missed here, guys. I think our city is falling into lawlessness, and I'm not going to go that direction, but...
You just did.
Yeah, you actually said it out loud, Victor.
Yeah, that's the part you say in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. But the thing is, is they're like, they have no plan to stop this from happening. It's, you know, it's like my team, the Raiders. You have no plan for the future at all. And I don't know how this gets any better.
Well, no, let's stop, though. Time out, though.
We need to bring Al Davis back.
Time out.
Didn't we just have the we were just talking about the cameras.
No, but listen, like,
two days ago?
Yeah, the cameras in Greece, right? All right, there, right? All right, so Victor, you say they don't have a plan. And then your follow-up is, I don't have an answer. So,
I don't, because I don't run the city. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing what I do for a job. But I'm just saying, dude, you know, you need to have the public's trust and put out something that says, this is what we're going to do for your safety. No, I can't imagine what those people in the store were feeling.
No, but here's the thing. But all right, there's two things I want to point out here, Victor, if we're going to go down this road. Okay, one.
Go ahead.
Nobody was hurt, thank God.
Yes.
Right? Everything worked out. Two.
This time.
No.
I agree.
Okay, but everything is this time, Victor. Mm-hmm. Everything where it doesn't go well or doesn't, if somebody doesn't get hurt, can be this time. The second thing, what can you do in any town? Because this is not the first smash and grab jewelry thing. In fact, there was a story 2 years ago, I believe, where it happened at a standalone jewelry store on the east side. The exact same situation we're talking about. What can you come out and say where you are going to stop? Hold on. Eight people. Okay. Who you do not know, who sprinted to a ball, are out in less than 60 seconds. What do you say where it goes, this is how we're going to stop it?
I say that you stop it because it's, from what I'm reading, and don't quote me because I know you're going to rail me if I'm wrong.
Because, you know, we are a station that has to report the news the correct way.
Right. But I'm saying it's like the same 50 to 60 people that are doing these crimes in this city.
There's 50, hold on. There's 50 people committing all of the crimes. Yes, you are wrong that the same 50 people are committing the same crimes over and over again.
It's the same people. Okay. It's the same people stealing cars. It's the same people breaking in. And they have cashless bail. And they're letting these kids out. And they're doing the exact same crimes. I'm telling you, it's the same kids.
So all we have to do is find the 50 people that are committing the crimes. And we would live in a utopia, Victor.
All you have to do is actually keep these people behind bars, and you wouldn't have to worry so much about the same thing happening over and over again. Kia's getting stolen.
North Korea figured it out, man. They have no crime. They have fake stores, and the streets are nice, and they throw a hell of a parade.
Did you hear what happened, though?
What happened?
This week, North Korea made hot dogs illegal. I'm not making that up. You can go look it up. If you are caught making or selling a hot dog, you will go to a prison camp.
Well, did you tell your mother about this so she can cancel her travel plans?
I will punch you in your face. North Korean style. Victor, great talk, buddy. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
She liked them Korean hot dogs.
If we could just find the 50 people committing all the crimes.
Well, they all look like that guy.
What a... So going back to the story.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about the ass crack. We talked about the $90,000.
We did talk about the ass crack. Mm.
The one thing that is a bit of a head scratcher when it comes from a law enforcement perspective.
What is it?
You know, we talked about $90,000 being taken in jewelry.
Yeah.
And 13 Wham, in their story, doesn't say where the $90,000 figure came from. They don't say if it came from the police. They don't say if it came from the store owner.
Or the rough
estimate. Yeah.
Okay. It is a little strange that that number is out in public.
Yeah.
Because we obviously don't want stuff like this to happen. But maybe, just maybe, and I'm thinking out loud here.
What's that?
When you tell a community that eight people got their hands on $90,000 worth of stuff in 60 seconds and they have yet to be caught.
Mm-hmm.
You're increasing the chances of something like this happening again?
Well, it makes it like a juicy target, yeah.
I mean, I was always under the assumption that the reason you never found out how much was taken in bank robberies until after people were arrested was to send the impression that, yeah, they got this money, but they're now paying for it.
Oh, okay.
When I was very shocked to see that number with them still at large.
Well, you think they'd underestimate, which maybe they did.
But even, okay, underestimate more? More than $90,000? Like, it just seems like a bit of a weird thing to do.
All right.
To be like, they're still at large. Yeah. $90,000.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't know.
I understand.
But the good thing is there's only 50 people doing it. So as soon as we get that figured out, we'll be just fine. This isn't a scam. It's not a scam. They're just announcing that these are gone.
Oh, all right.
And they're not saying, like, buy them now because you don't even have the opportunity to buy them now.
Sucks, man. What are we going to do?
Why do you hate things you don't understand?
I understand this.
No, you don't, because you've never had them.
I've had them.
Not these ones.
Bro.
You're hanging out in the Breaker. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Girl Scout cookie season in the greater Rochester area, right around the corner.
Yeah.
Very excited. But there is some sad news.
Uh-oh.
There are two Girl Scout cookies that you will no longer be able to buy.
Were they taken away?
All right, so the first one makes sense, and I've never had this one personally, so I can't have an opinion. They're getting rid of what they call the Toasted Yays.
What the hell is that?
I've never had that one.
Neither have I, but it's a French toast-flavored cookie that is dipped in icing.
Oh.
Has anybody listening had the toasted yays?
I feel like if I knew that existed, I would try it.
Did we not get access to the toasted yays?
I don't know.
Because they do sell different cookies in different regions.
Oh.
Right?
So maybe it wasn't in our area.
Did we not get the yays? Because I think I would have had a French toast cookie, too. Okay.
Somebody said they don't like French toast up there.
We love French A lot of French toast places.
Yeah.
Okay, so like whatever, right. If we didn't get them, and not that popular. But the other one they're getting rid of has people very upset.
Uh-oh. For the headliners?
Say so long to s'mores.
Mm. Meh.
Shut up.
I would think that would be a headliner because everybody loves those goddamn things.
I think you're thinking of the Samoas.
Yeah, he's thinking of the coconut. And
yeah.
No, I'm thinking of that thing with the marshmallow and chocolate.
Oh, no, okay. He's talking about actual s'mores.
But it's similar to that, right?
No, it is. Yes, it's got marshmallow and chocolate. Yes, that's why they call it the s'more cookie.
So how would that not be popular?
I don't know.
That stuff is popular.
They've been around since 2017.
And it tanked.
I thought they were one of the best of the bunch. I really enjoyed the s'mores. Apparently, that's
it's
not
chocolate
the case.
And a cookie. And a marshmallow. Why is that going to miss?
Hearing you talk about food makes me sad. It makes me not hungry.
Here's what I don't get about. How is the Thin Mint still hanging around?
It's the perfect cookie.
It's gross.
No, it's not.
You know what it is? It's a medicine cookie.
Shut up.
It sounds like something the doctor gave the kids because they wouldn't take penicillin.
It is the...
It's gross.
No, the Thin Mint is a brilliant cookie because it's the perfect amount of mint chocolate mix with the right crunch consistency, and you can eat it like a communion wafer.
Who likes mint?
I don't love mint, but those are good. They made it work.
It's a Listerine cookie.
No, man, I can eat mint chocolate chip ice cream. I love it, but I like the Thin Mints more. It's just the right amount of mint and chocolate.
Right, so that's why I'm out of all this stuff.
No, if we're going to do like a...
It's like a cracker.
If we're going to do like a power ranking of like the top buyable cookies, like nationally produced cookies, Thin Mint's a top three cookie.
How about this? Why don't you make one cookie that's actually moist, not dry?
Oh, well, didn't they stop getting it up? Nope, it's gone. I lost it. Insert mom joke there.
I think the key to the Girl Scout cookies is the crunch, you know? Like, all the like cookies are a little crunchies.
You don't like any cookie, you bitch.
No, but like if you gave me like a Toll House warm.
Is Toll House like Toll House?
Same thing.
It's like the Toll House, but Toll House, they're longer.
Chip.
They're longer.
Shut up.
You got such a bitch ass fat mouth, you can't even say the name of cookies right. What you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, I like a nice, soft, warm cookie in my mouth.
No, okay, there's a time and a place for soft and warm.
No.
There's a time and a place for crunch.
Time.
Shut up.
I don't go to the cookie counter. Give me some of that hard stuff over there. You got like 3 day old so I can lose a filling?
I do like. Like day old or two
no,
day old cookies.
No, because that's what you were raised
no,
on.
No, it's
man.
Not.
You were busted as, you know, day old bakery goods and feral farm milk.
Bro, if they did some
Came
of the happiest
loose udders.
How are we gonna get past loose udders today?
Loose udders does sound like a country artist.
It's just like a fat country comic.
252 WCMM. No, I will say this, man. Some of the happiest times of my life were at that bakery thrift shop that was once on Buffalo Road at Gates.
It's the only time you got anything decent in your
No,
mouth.
it was so affordable. Like 10 cents for an oatmeal cream pie. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, but it was picked over,
so,
man.
So who cares?
Like all the rich folk didn't want it.
252 WCMF. The Girl Scouts announced yesterday that they are getting rid of two of their cookies. They are getting rid of the Toasted Yays. It was flavored like a French toast dipped in icing. I've never had that one.
Yeah.
But the s'mores is the other one. They've been around since 2017. I like the s'mores.
All right.
Not happy about it. 252 WCMF. Bill is here to give us the breakdown of why the Toasted Yays did not work.
Okay.
He's on CMF. Hey, Bill. How are you, buddy?
Hey. I'm not going to say why they didn't work. I liked them. So I got them the last 2 years that they were available. I think they've only been available the last couple of years. But they're real good when you dip them in the icing and the cinnamon and everything.
Ooh. You sound like a guy like that dips on a regular basis, bro.
He's a regular dipper?
Oh, yeah. He goes all the way to dipper. The wrist.
Well, you know, most of those cookies that Tommy sees are dry because they're looking at him, so.
Oh! Oh!
Got him.
Bill, thanks for the call, buddy. He killed himself on
to
that.
To the wrist, Bill.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jim. Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
What? I know.
Jim!
What's up?
What's up, buddy?
So the Thin Mints are trash, dude. Hands down.
All right, what's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
It's got to be the onion, the peanut butter ones.
Oh, shut up. No, the peanut butter ones. No, look. The peanut butter ones with the chocolate over
it
are good.
Can't miss.
Peanut butter, the one with the crackers and the peanut butter in the middle, that's one of the worst cookies of all time.
Oh, I like those too.
It's like eating drywall with peanut butter on it.
Oh, no, they're great.
Jim, you smoke weed?
No.
Oh, really?
With that voice?
Nope.
What, do you gargle marbles? What the hell's going on over there?
No, I don't drink. I don't smoke.
The hell do you do?
Eats cookies.
Jim, great talk, buddy. All right.
He just called with a take of Thin Mints are trash.
And he's out. So the even bigger kick in the scrot.
What's that?
I mean, the fact that they're taking away two cookies sucks, but what's good about the Girl Scouts is they normally rotate in
new
flavors.
They'll bring you something new and unique.
They didn't announce any new cookies.
Oh. Maybe it's coming. There's still hope.
When do they start selling them?
So it's different in every area of the country.
Okay, what do we get?
I don't know. It does feel like late January, early February.
All right, so Super Bowl time.
Where are you Girl Scout moms and dads that are normally trying to hit us up for cookies? When are those cookies coming?
Oh, yeah, the sign-up sheet.
Yeah.
Usually have them while I'm watching a playoff game.
Okay, is that what it is?
It's got to be.
Do we know 252 WCMF?
I've noticed it more now. I've less in person, more people on social media like saying, like, hey, my daughter's selling cookies. If you want them, let me know. That's how I've gotten them the last few years.
By the way, lifesavers, right? Because I'm trying to buy – I will buy the cookies.
You load up.
Yeah, well, I get them for the year. I save
them.
So I buy them by the bot, like the case.
Yeah, you get a case of the stuff.
Yeah, and then my nieces who live in Delaware also sell them now. So I will not tell my wife I'm getting a case, and then I'll tell her to get a case from them, and then we got
Wait,
two.
So you got two cases? And you don't even eat them on Sunday.
I still have some Girl Scout cookies left over.
Don't
from
they go bad?
No, they're all wrapped
there's,
up.
And there's not that many in each box, so, you
know. Here's the thing. There are. You just can't stop eating them.
Maybe that's it.
We tell ourselves.
And they're small, so you're like, what's a few more?
You better slow down.
Okay.
You're getting to that age.
You can't eat
It starts to load up.
You can't eat less than a sleeve of Thin Mints.
You should not eat a sleeve of anything.
No, I cannot open up Thin Mints and not eat a sleeve.
So what's a standard serving of cookies?
Probably two. Four? It's always two. No matter what box of cookies you're eating from, it's always two cookies.
You do not want to see the calories and sugar in a sleeve
of cookies.
No, you
don't. So don't
look.
So
like, it's over 1,000
If you've already
calories.
Committed to eating the cookie, don't look.
It's not over 1,000 calories.
And it's all the calories are fat calories.
So what I'll do, like when when I get my Thin Mints, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A Sunday night, my favorite thing to do, I'll lie in bed and I'll have it still in the sleeve and I'll pop them in my mouth like it's a round from a magazine on a gun. Gah, 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 gah. And then I realize like...
Isn't that your same move on Saturday night?
Gah, 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 gah.
What?
Dangerously close there.
How I live. How Pat does Saturday night.
We'll take one more call. 252-WCMF. Shut up. The Toasted Yays and S'mores are no more in the Girl Scout cookie selection. Ben's got the last word.
Oh, you know he loves him some cookie.
Oh, my name's Tommy, and I'm a little bitch because the only cookie I want is Frosted Fennel because I'm a cookie-eating bitch.
Frosted Fennel Flakes?
Yeah. Ben, what's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
I forget what they're called. They're the coconut with the chocolate on top of them.
Samosas.
I love those.
Yeah.
Yes.
Samoans?
I
thought they were like Samoas or Samosas.
Samosas is the Indian
something
food.
Like
it's the Indian, like,
I have no
idea. Calzone. What would you call that?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, Ben, hey, is your daughter in Girl Scouts?
Not yet. They're 4 and 5 now.
Well, thanks for nothing. I have no use for you.
Sorry.
Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good one. There goes Samosa, Samoa, Samoas. All right, let's take a break. All right.